Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Trail Mix Podcast, Season 2, Episode 3.
Holla.
Holla. And we have an interesting one tonight. I'm not sure exactly where this is going to go because there's a lot of different... A lot of different routes that this could take.
Yeah.
But, I'll just get right to it here. So, my wife was, I don't know where she saw it first. If it was on Facebook or she saw a YouTube video, I don't know where it was, but, in this year, in 2022, the Saadiyat Island. I don't know, I probably just butchered that name, but anyway, it's in Dubai. The Abrahamic Family House is set to open up. And what that is a world religion headquarters. It's going to have, they've got a picture of it on this, or what it's going to look like when they're done. I haven't seen any actual pictures of it, but I'm sure there's got to be some out there if they're planning on opening it up this year.
Yeah, you would think.
But it's basically three really big buildings. And one of the buildings is a church. One of them is a mosque, and one of them is a synagogue. I guess that's one argument somebody could make. But anyway, it's Islam, Christian, and Jewish, essentially.
All right.
And thus the name Abrahamic family. You know, obviously those three came from Abraham through his sons or whatever. But this is it's an interesting turn of events. And I have not read the document that this idea came from, or that it was, I guess it didn't come from it. It was already planned into that. But the document that brought this into being was a document called the Document on Human Fraternity for World Peace and Living Together.
Hmm.
It was signed on February 14th, 2019 by Pope Francis and the Grand Imam during the Pope's visit to Abu Dhabi. So this kind of touches on the end times prophecy. I guess it doesn't touch on it. It screams end times prophecy.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Like one world religion and one world government, that kind of stuff that most people, most non-believers would say is conspiracy and would never ever be able to happen for various reasons. But obviously, if there was any doubt that this is that that is even a possibility, however remote it might be in whoever's mind, that this just obliterated all that doubt, because it's actually opening up the three these three religions. I mean, I don't know. It's nobody knows how this is all going to play out. God's the only one that knows how it's going to play out.
Right.
So everything that we're going to be, well, not everything, but the vast majority of things that I will be, you know, putting forth are complete conjecture and my complete humble, uneducated opinion. But it's just interesting to me that one world religion, which is prophesied, is beginning to manifest itself.
Oh, absolutely. I'm in Revelations right now. Just checking stuff out. I'm actually in the session what he's talking about. He's got the bowls and he's pouring out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but I mean, at one point here, they talk about everybody worships this beast.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like when you sent me the article, I just feel like this will kind of kick everything into gear. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But I still find it a bit funny, or maybe I'm just too stupid to understand. Because, you know, it says, the article you sent me says one world religion headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, you know, if you read it, there's three. There's Muslims, the Catholics, and the Jews.
Right. Which, by the way, they lump Catholics and Christians together.
True.
Yes.
But, like, I think, like, if you take, like, a Christian, who, like, believes in Jesus, if you, and the article says, if you, like, that's where you start getting in trouble when you, with these guys, if you believe in Jesus and try to talk about Jesus.
Yes.
Because, like, this is going to ruffle some feathers, but, like, Catholicism is, I don't think that, how do I say this? I don't care. I don't think they put Jesus first. I think it's more like, they're all about, like, the saints and stuff.
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken.
I would.
I'm in one Catholic service. Got my calisthenics for the day on that one.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
Yep. No.
Up, down, up, down, up, down. Go team!
I would agree with that.
They know how to sing, though. They got some good pipes.
Right.
Anyways.
But, you know, like you said, Catholicism, we have to make sure that there's a clarifier here. Catholicism is speaking of the Catholic Church as a whole, not the individual people attending the Catholic Church, because they're I know a lot of good Christian people that were Catholic, attended Catholic Church, and were devout Catholics, and now they're not. And so that when we talk about that, this isn't a Catholic bashing thing or anything like that. We're speaking in general terms about the Catholic Church as a whole, because the Catholic Church does believe some pretty weird out there stuff.
Well, it's true. So, I mean, yeah. So I was just about to look up, like, you're saying, I was going to look up the word Catholicism while you were speaking, just like, so we had a definition of what, because that's the word they use in the article. So,
right.
You know, I was going to try to go with that. So, Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you're derailed. Anyway, yeah, and you're exactly right. You're talking about the true Jesus follower. Those are the people, me and you. They're the ones that are going to be in trouble with this new one world religion that they're apparently they've already coined it Chrislam.
Chrislam.
Yeah, I guess
that's a word.
Which I thought was not very imaginative, but anyway.
Look who we're dealing with. Come on.
Well, okay, I did touche. But that, sorry. And actually, I'm now by you know the, from a secular kind of viewpoint, I guess I'm really curious as to what how the UN is going to play into this.
Oh yeah,
because I just read yesterday that the UN just put in place a. I don't know what it's called. It's, I don't think they call it a law, but it's similar to a law, regulation, whatever, that prohibits anyone from basically, I'm going to use the term preaching, but anything along those lines. You know, you can't say that Jesus is the only way and that Jesus is God and that God is the only God, the only creator of the universe, and you can't say that per the UN anymore.
Really?
So now not only are the Muslims and those you know the extremists and whatever, they're not only are those guys now throwing people in prison and killing people and whatever for preaching that Jesus is the only way, and but now the UN is starting to jump on that bandwagon.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, I don't know if anybody's ever seen the Left Behind series. Like, there's the one world religion, and there's the head guy that is kind of in charge of that, which is the, at least at some point, is the Antichrist. And then there's a policing element to it, too, like a military-type element that ultimately is the the enforcer for that guy that is they're the ones that actually hunt down and find all the Christians and round them up and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of think that the UN is going to be that enforcing element to it. Now again, that's just my guess, just from what I've been reading, but
right. Yeah, I'm not sure what to say here because it's just like when I read the article the other day, it was just I don't know. It's kind of spooky, to be honest with you.
It is.
Like if you've like read the Bible or if you know anything, and then you read this, you're like, things are starting to come to fruition.
Right. Yep.
You know what I mean?
And you know, like. I mentioned a little bit ago that the naysayers or whatever, they always had this reason why certain things wouldn't be able to happen, like the temple being rebuilt. Well, that'll never happen because it actually was sitting where the Dome of the Rock is, and the Islams will never allow that to happen without a fight. And so there could never be this one world religion where they're all living together in this quote unquote harmonious whatever. Well, this right here is proof that that could eventually happen.
Oh,
That just because three groups of people are at odds with each other doesn't necessarily mean that they can't work together if the people that are in charge of those three groups have the same common goal. And in this case, they and I don't like saying that it's Christians and Muslims and Jew whatever, because the people that are doing this, that are working together, they're not, in my opinion, they are not followers of Jesus.
No, not at all. If you read the article, you know that. You know what
Right.
I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean that God won't use them. Because all of this is the good news, is all of this is all part of God's plan.
Oh, totally.
So like you said, it's spooky, and it was a little bit when I first heard about it and read it and was listening to this video that my wife was watching, it was kind of scary and discouraging and
What?
but it ultimately after now that I've had some time to we had a missionary at our church this morning who used the word ruminate.
Ruminate.
Ruminate, yes.
What does that mean?
Basically ponder, sit and think and stew on.
Ruminate.
So after I've had some time to ruminate on all of this.
Yes. That's right up there with saunter.
Yes. You ruminate while you saunter.
Ooh, I like that.
It's actually it's encouraging while it is discouraging. So it's encouraging because this to me shows me that we are, because every generation since Jesus died on the cross, every generation since has thought that they lived in the end times. To me, this proves to me that we actually are.
I'm pretty sure.
Which is super encouraging to me because there's days that I just don't want to be here anymore.
Yeah.
I want to be with the Father in heaven and no more tears, no more pain, no more sorrow, all that stuff. It's discouraging, however. I guess I shouldn't say it's discouraging. When I start to think about the people that have not accepted him, I guess it's saddening. Yeah, whatever. And actually should be a pretty good motivator for us as followers of Jesus. To share his love and just try to step through those doors that God opens and try to play our part in that quote unquote winning souls for Christ.
Yeah, you're right. Trying to think what to say. I'm not sure if I could say it. any better or any different than what you just said. Because I'm like, yeah, there's, yeah. I kind of like, when you said discouragement, I never thought a lot about that. So to me, the discouragement would be like, I have this like fire and desire now. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't have, I'm like, I had it before, but like, now it's just like, you know, I went from like a bed of coals to like a pallet fire. So, I just want to like share it with everybody. And I love the learning that I'm getting and just sharing with people and just trying to make an impact on people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's going to sound mildly selfish, I guess. Yeah, I want to go to heaven, but I keep on, I also want to keep making a difference here. Does that make any sense?
Well, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably just like, people are probably like, you're nuts. Well, we're all nuts. If you believe in Jesus, I mean,
yeah,
you got to be crazy for Jesus to do what we do. So,
yeah, absolutely. And that's a hard concept for people to, especially non-believers. I mean, I've heard, I mean, even some believers really, when they hear me talk like that, like, you know, in our garden, we have this stuff growing in the garden. It's called purslane.
Purslane.
Yeah. It's also known as pigweed, I think. I don't know. It's got a couple of different names, but it's like a, you know what a succulent is? Like it looks like a kind of a cactus or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks like that, but it's kind of smaller and it's
good.
Super edible. It's super good for you and it's super invasive weed. And so I was telling somebody about that and how I was just eating the tar out of it, out of the garden, you know, because I mean, it tastes super good.
Yeah.
And then I tell them that, you know, there's this other weed that looks a lot like it, but is super poisonous and can kill you.
Oh, sure.
And they're like, well, why do you eat the purslane then if you can't tell the difference? And you know, you make comments like, well, you know, the argument could be made that, well, if it's going to get me to my savior faster. You know, and just comments like that, that people have a hard time understanding and they almost take it as a suicidal comment.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And when it's not that at all. It's an expression of faith and letting go of things that are out of my control. That, you know, God's sovereign over all of that anyway. So, I mean,
yeah, I was pulling down a tree yesterday. Well, I was fixing to, and the pastor's like, says something wrong. He's like, well, if it falls. I don't know if you, I didn't quite catch him all. If he said it was on him or someone else, they get to go to heaven. And I was like, I pointed at him. I was like, I was on the go yesterday. So I was like, not on my time. I was like, I'm not saying, I don't be responsible for sending them there. So, so I mean, yeah, I mean, yeah, we all want to go. I want to go. You want to go.
Yep. But,
yeah. It's tough to. I'm having a tough time trying to like say anything because you're just like, you're just nailing it. You're crushing it. I'm like, I don't know what to say. How do I top that? Not that I'm trying to top anything, but like, how do I break that down again? I'm like, it's broke down about as far as you can go. I just had this thing tonight. Like, well, we were sitting eating dinner and, I remember we were all talking, but in my head, I was thinking about tonight, and I was like, I just got the like voice in my head. It's like this was, I don't know. It's gonna sound weird, but like, you were going to do like the majority of the talking tonight, and I'm just going to like sit and listen. I don't know if this is like a Steven needs to learn weekend. Because I'm like, I told you before we got on the air, like all the stuff I learned yesterday. So like, so maybe I'm just supposed to, I don't know. I'm with you word for word tonight. I don't know. Usually we like help each other and feed off each other. Then I'm just like, well, I don't even know what to say. This guy, Phillip's just nailing it. Yeah, one world order. It's come, you know, it's right there in black and white. They're printing it, you know. Yeah. This is going to be a bit, conspiracy theory. So it's like, maybe like this whole COVID hoopla was like a test run, you know, to see how it worked. You know,
I absolutely agree.
Maybe somebody just thinks I just completely went off the deep end, but I'm in the deep end, people. What's up? That's right.
So come on in. The water is fine.
Yeah, I promise not to pee in the pool. I can't believe I just said that. Yeah, so it's like, I mean, you read the Bible, you read Revelations, and it's peppered throughout the Bible of what's to come. So, like, why not think that, like, and here it is, black and white. I want to say black and white. They even print this stuff anymore. It's just on your phone of a one world religion that's to come. And so, I mean, look what they pulled off with this pandemic, this quote unquote pandemic. Yep. I don't know. They took the most amount of people that have ever existed on the planet. I mean, there'll be more tomorrow, more people, but I mean, whoever they are, pulled it off without a hitch. Mm-hmm. So easy to manipulate. Who knew you can manipulate the entire planet with something you can't even see?
Yeah, right.
Oh, I could go back. You can believe in Jesus or you can believe in Corona, you know? So it's like, that was sarcasm, by the way. I went like this. And I don't know why I went like that because no one could see me. So it's like, but anyways, it was a big dramatic effect, people. You missed it.
You did. It was great.
So if you're going to believe in something, why not believe in the end? Because that's another thing that kills me. Like, everything's here. Like, you can't see what I'm doing, people. Like, you know, you get your phone in one hand. I have a Bible here in my other hands. And it's like, it's kind of like that weed you were just talking about. Like, I can have the physical Bible in my hands right here, or I can have it on my phone. But what else comes with my phone? There's a bunch of other things that are not good on your phone. So that's, you know, that you can chalk that up to the poison and stuff, but your Bible, that's not going to let you down. It's good for your, entire well-being, you know? So I kind of lost my train of thought here. If you take, to manipulate an entire planet, it's something to believe whether or not you're sick or not, or, or believe in a person or a God that you can't see, what's the difference?
Yeah.
Well, someone explain me the difference. Because like, I read these posts sometimes. I have a whole new outlook on things. And it's like, you see these God posts and Jesus posts, or they find some biblical thing and they artifact, and then people are like, oh, you believe in fairy tales, you believe in this, you believe in that. But I'm like, I bet you believe in Corona, and you probably still wear a mask in your car. So I'm like, you know, I mean, what's the difference? I really believe in Jesus and God. But it's just, they just put it in your face now. It's so much in your face, you don't even think about it. Completely desensitized to what's coming. You know, and then it's like all of a sudden it's too late. He's like, oh, they were right the whole time. Well, yeah. That's what I'm never understanding. Like, it's right here, sitting on my desk, right in front of me. And you're like, no, oh, it's just a bunch of hoopla.
Yep.
Hey, that's cool. You know? It's not. It's just, I don't understand how people. I don't. Like, it's right here. Like, a buddy of mine said the other day, like, apparently on the new coins, the In God We Trust.
Mm-hmm.
And the face of like George Washington, it's on the new quarter, I guess. I have yet to see it, which is kind of funny because, like, who really has pocket change anymore? I don't know. Yeah.
Funny that you mentioned that. I just happen to have a bunch of quarters here. Let's see.
Check it out. Apparently, it's behind his head now, like he's turned his back on it. I don't know if it's the 2022 quarter.
Okay, so
you find one?
I actually, so we may be proving a conspiracy theory here.
Get out of town.
So I got a 1998 quarter.
Okay.
And in he's facing In God We Trust.
Okay.
This one is not a new one. This one is a 2001.
Really?
And it's facing the other way.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I never noticed that. It's like at the back of his head.
Yeah.
Get out of town. This is what I'm talking about. And like no one bats an eye about it.
This is crazy, dude. I have never.
No freaking way. I'm going to go up to my truck and look for some quarters. You getting dollar bills on you? Oh, I got some dollar. I got a couple $10 bills right here. Let's see. Does it say anything on it? I don't know what an old $10 bill would say. All it says, In God We Trust. It's on the back. It's on the back. It's on the back. Huh.
Nuts.
Nuts. Nuts.
Yeah, do you know what really I find really, really fascinating about the whole COVID pandemic and stuff?
Yeah.
You know, the thing that they used to literally shut everything down and basically take control of literally everything was fear.
Fear.
And how many times does it say fear not in the Bible?
Probably like a bazillion.
Yeah, I think isn't that the one that it's once for every day of the year? Isn't it like 365 times or something like that?
Probably. I think you might be right. Yeah. Yeah. Let's ask Siri. Hey Siri, how many times does it say fear not in the Bible?
Okay. I found this on the web. For how many times does it say fear not in the Bible? Check it out.
365,
it says. Yeah. It's interesting to me that that was what they used when
this. It's like taking vitamins. It's your vitamin F. Fear not.
Yes. Yes.
I am afraid I took my fear not vitamin today, so look out. That should be a slogan. Write that down, please. Yep, I took my fear not today, so bring it.
That's right.
Get some of that. vitamin F and vitamin J.
That's so right.
Fear not and Jesus.
That's awesome.
I love it. I ain't scared.
Oh, no, man. No. I find myself not saying that necessarily, but especially on job sites, like, you know, working with electricity, you got your hands in a panel and, you know, you're sometimes half an inch away from 200 amps worth of electricity that'll pretty much mess you up.
Oh, sure.
And, you know, you get that people that say, other guys on the job site, I wouldn't want to work around that and whatever.
Yeah.
And there's been a few occasions that the Holy Spirit has talked through me, just not even really having a chance to think about it. And you say something like, well, I know where I'm going.
There you go. Yeah. I know where I'm going too, but I still don't like being on a ladder. That sucks. I hate it. But yeah, no, I totally feel you. Yep. So it sounds like this is getting kind of serious, but it's like, I want to get it serious, but like no one's even batting an eye. I'm like, oh, no one even probably knows, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It just boggles my mind.
Yep.
Yeah. And it kind of make me, this is, so I'm going to let you in on the one of the deep rabbit holes in my brain is like, the devil, he's a total idiot. He has to be the biggest idiot ever. Because mm-hmm. like, that, you know how it ends. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
All the work, that trouble that guy goes through to like just ruin everything. I'm like, what's the point? What are you trying to prove? Look what happens to you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just cracks me up. As Bugs Bunny would say, what a maroon.
Right?
Yeah, ever since I was a kid, I was just like, "What? Why does he exist? Is he too stupid to read or something?" It's like,
right. Yeah.
You know how it ends. It's right there. I don't get it. You could do all, the devil could do all these wild and crazy things, but apparently he can't read and does not have a comprehension level of anything. So, it's like, wow.
I heard a guy once, and I don't remember. I don't remember who this was. It was probably some obscure YouTube video I was watching when I was dispatching one night or something. I don't know.
Oh boy.
But so this guy, he was talking about that very idea that, you know, if Satan truly knew how it was going to end, that he was going to lose, and he knew that, why would he? And he goes, it's because it has nothing to do with Satan winning. It's has everything to do with the souls that God loses.
Mm.
And that's his main end game, is to take as many souls to hell with him as he possibly can.
I gotcha.
And that's the only thing that's ever really made sense to me about that whole idea. Because I'm with you. Like, I mean, he can't be that naive to think that he's actually going to win. I mean, he can't be. There's no way.
Yeah.
I mean, he was an angel up there with God at one point. You know, he's seen God. He's talked with God. He knows God probably better than we do. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he can't possibly think that he's actually... And again, this is my feeble human mind trying to wrap my head around something that I'll probably never wrap my head around and probably don't ever need to, really, but still.
Yeah, it's true.
it's still in there, you know?
Yeah. Yep. Dramatic pause.
That's right.
It's just tough sometimes to just think about things. You're just like, I don't know what it's like. It's just, You just want everybody to get it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You do. I do. Just want everybody to get it.
Yeah, and that's, I got it. That's ultimately what I think that tonight should boil down to is this. If you are hearing our voices right now and you do not know Jesus, get to know him, because time is definitely running thin. There will come a time when the time is up. Like the sand, the last grain of sand will fall out of that hourglass. That's it.
Oh.
And at that point, you have already picked your side.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even if you don't know it.
Yeah, they unknowingly sometimes. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Picked. Yep. Yep. Yeah. I'm trying to think of like a recap. I don't even know what to say. To be honest with you, just get to know Jesus. You're not losing anything by knowing Jesus. You think you're going to lose all these things. What are you going to lose? Like, you know, you'll be able to sleep at night. You won't have to worry about where you're going to get your next drink or your next fix or your next anything. You're just like, don't you want to just have a decent, clean life, you know? I still make mistakes. You still make mistakes, I'm sure. And as long as you and I are breathing, we're making mistakes. So I think, absolutely. Somehow. But it's like you have what's the word? I just had it. You have someone you can. Dang it! I wish I can't believe I forgot the word. It was a perfect word. You have freedom now. You're like free. You're like, because all those things you do, like you're drinking or drugs or sex or porn or whatever, you know, your obsession with anything, like you're like, oh, I'm obsessed with my truck, or I'm obsessed with a car, or I'm obsessed with this, that, everything. Like, you're just filling an empty void or bottomless pit that's never going to be filled. I mean, unless you have, with the minute you get Jesus, become an old God, man, he puts a stopper in that whole bump and just, yeah, case closed, hole filled.
That's right.
Yeah. You don't do anything special. You just have to accept him in your heart. It's not that hard. It's a piece of cake.
Yep.
Yeah. So, don't get, I mean, the society and the whole planet's become so lackadaisical and easily swayed at the drop of a hat, literally overnight. I mean, and now we're talking about a one world religion already. You know, I keep hearing, you know, if you listen to the news for any length of time, I guarantee you that, of course, they're going to hear at least something about a one world order or something. I don't know. I quit listening to the news. I can't take it anymore. I can't. Even when it comes on SOS, radio station, the Christian station, is like, click it off. That's why I'm like, all right, that's fine. I'm just going to play some NF.
Yes. Yes.
NF. Yeah. You want to talk about a guy who's just raw and talks about it, about God, that's in your face. Just lays it out there, man. That's how it should be. Just lay it out there. Don't sugarcoat it. That's right. Quit messing around. So, get to know Jesus. Because, I mean, you can read what's coming. It's not going to be good, people. Not going to be good.
Nope.
So, I don't know what else to say, to be honest with you. It's like every at the end of every episode, it's like just come, just get to know Jesus, just right. Get on and shoot us a message or call us or whatever, email us.
Yes.
Or talk to somebody. Shoot, I'll even buy you a Bible and ship it to you.
Right.
Wherever you want. So, anything to help.
Sorry.
I don't ship firewood, though. Oh. Sorry. I got like 100 of them already. It's up. Anyways, shameless plug. Yeah.
It's all right. I think you're entitled.
I don't know if I'm entitled to anything. I'm lucky to be alive. So, one day at a time.
That's right.
Just a crazy Montana guy working for Jesus. Yep. Get some Jesus. Just get some Jesus. I don't know what to tell you. Lay off the cornbread and get some Jesus.
That's right.
Put down your phone, pick up your Bible. Just try it. If you hear on the radio like 30-day challenge, I'm like, just give it like a 2-day challenge.
Yeah.
7-day challenge. Just, you don't have to be perfect. You don't do anything. Just right. Pick it up and read it. Just yes. Pick it up and read it. That's it. Yeah.
Well, normally I'd say any last thoughts, but I think we've covered them. I think we have.
So, you want a war religion? It's not going to happen. There's going to be a million of them. They're trying to jam it down your throat. But what's to come is what's to come. You can't stop it. The only thing you can do for sure is know where you're going to go when you pass away.
That's right.
Or when they come headhunting for you. Those are your only option. So, yep. Be prepared. Jesus will rescue you. He'll save you.
That's right.
Just ask him. It's easy as that.
Yeah, that's the funny thing is he's already rescued you. He's already saved you. You just have to accept it.
That's it. It's like he's standing on the street corner handing out freedom. You want some freedom? You want some freedom? No, I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, nah. What? Okay, you want some freedom?
Yeah.
I got already wants freedom. I want freedom. I'll take two.
Yeah.
I love freedom. shoot, people. Yep. So, get some freedom. Freedom in Jesus. Get it. All right, people. Until next time, remember, we love you.
God loves you.
Peace.
Peace out.